There were a number of private companies that had become members of the exchange, and when a new company such as UGG started up, there was concern as to how the new cooperative movement would affect the exchange and the trade. So initially, the UGG was blocked from membership, but ultimately the exchange allowed membership of UGG. In addition to that, there are the Prairie Pools, which started up in the 20s, and they actually didn't want to use the auspices of the exchange because of philosophical reasons, and and that was fine during the early part of the 20s, and the prices were relatively stable and or rising. But when the 1929 hit and then the depression which resulted after that happened, the pools, who were basically unhedged in the marketplace, were about to go bankrupt because of the fact that they hadn't hedged the wheat supplies that they had in store and had purchased from the farmer going forward in the crop year. So there was some government intervention for that not to happen, for them not to go bankrupt. In addition to that, the government then started working on the development of the Canadian Wheat Board to market grain for the pools. And that happened in 1935. They didn't have the compulsory powers at that time for all grain to be marketed through them, primarily wheat, but they obtained that power through the War, I guess the War Measures Act in 1943, when the Wheat Board then handled all wheat, oats, and barley at that point. Crops like flax and rye were still on the open market. So that's the history of those organizations and how they got involved in the trade.